Sometimes they're running, sometimes just slinking away through the shadows before death overhauls them. Look there. Shadow Spinner, the king enemy himself, all but crippled, paying no attention to anyone or anything but those two pink-limbed archetypes come out of the hills to devour him. And Mogaba. Watch him be the master tactician. Watch him be the ultimate warrior, exploiting the enemy's every weakness. Now that there is no chance to accomplish the devil tree that moved him earlier in the evening. See that? No southerner, however great his reputation, dares come near Mogaba. Even their great heroes are like novice children when he steps forward himself. He is way bigger than life, this Mogaba. He is the triumphant centerpiece of his own imagined saga. Something has gone out of the southerners. They wanted to conquer. They knew they had to conquer because their master Shadow Spinner would not tolerate anything less. He has a particular lack of understanding when it comes to failure. His followers are established solidly inside the city. Mild stubbornness will give them success. But they're on the run. Something has grabbed hold of them and convinced them that it is not possible for even their souls to survive if they stay inside Dejigore. Chapter 40.
You all right, Mergen?
I shook my head. I felt like a kid who had spun around about 20 times, intentionally trying to make himself dizzy before jumping into some silly competition. I was in an alley. Rondboy Goblin was beside me, looking extremely concerned. I'm fine, I told him. Then I fell to my knees, stuck my hands out to grab the alley walls so I would not spin around anymore. I insisted, I'm all right.
Of course you are. Candles. Keep an eye on this dork. He tries to take over. Get deaf. He's got too tender a heart.
I tried not to let my ego become engaged. Maybe I was too tender. Too much of a sucker. The world sure isn't kind to the man who tries to be gentle and thoughtful. Its spin slowed down till I no longer had to hold on. A scuffle broke out behind us. Someone cursed in a nasal liquid tongue. Somebody else growled.
This asshole is fast!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! I yelled. Let the man alone! Let him come up here!
Candles didn't knock me over the head or contradict me. The short, wide Nguyen Bao guy, who had shown me to Ki Dam's hideout, marched up to me. The fingers of his right hand rubbed his right cheek. He seemed utterly astonished that somebody had laid a hand on him. His ego suffered again when he spoke in Nguyen Bao, and I said, "Sorry, old-timer. No speaky. Gonna got to be Taglian or Grogor with me." In Grogor, which my maternal grandmother spoke because Grandpa captured her from those people,